He's praising the. They fixed the lights here in the business. Rabbi is praising the workers and everyone that fixed the lights. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on your children. Bring us closer to you with mercy. Strengthen us. Bring us closer with mercy. Bring down bounty to us. Words that everyone going to hear exactly what he needs to hear. Alright, we'll help from heaven. Help from heaven. Again, I'm saying it again and again and again. On that idea that Hashem illuminated in my heart in Shabbos. Because it's very needed to this time, for that time. And that is one of the examples. What it goes on now, what does our Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, already predicted that to come. That he said that few people are going to hold on with faith. Let's explain. Am Israel, they are now in a war. Simple as it sounds, we're in a war. How you look at it, the ones that don't have faith, and unfortunately, a lot, far, people very far from faith, we're explaining. And people are also explaining. One is saying it's because of this, and one is saying it's because of that. I'm not quoting no one. Everyone heard what that he heard. And also solutions. The solution is only to kill. The strong hand. Ideas for solutions. And there are, that their solution is all even farther. Not to make them angry. So just not to walk with uniforms of the army in Tel Aviv. Not to make them angry, right? Not to tease them. Not to go in Tel Aviv with uniforms. Only in the borders, in the cities? No. Why are you fighting with them? Why are you making them angry? All kinds of ideas. They murdered a guy, they murdered a girl, two of them wounded very hard. Who they caught? Few Jews that said death. The murderers? They are right. Why are you making them angry? Why are you teasing them? Why are you making them murder? Why are you going with your uniforms? Why are you walking in the streets? Why you stand close to the train station? Why? Why you make people angry standing close to the train? Why? Work with your logic a little bit. Behave well. Behave nice. It's because that everyone are holding in faith, unfortunately. People that have faith. So the ones that have faith, they are looking. Hashem wants it to be like that. It's the best in the world. What's the solution? Every day we say in the prayer, Hashem is the king forever and the nations lost from the world, from the land, from his land. that we're going to keep that verse to fill our job in the world, to fulfill our job in the world. What is our Holy Rebbe is writing in Torah 49, before of the creation, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was endless, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted His kingship to reveal. Hashem Yisbarach wanted His kingship to reveal. The purpose of the creation is that the kingship of the king is going to be revealed, that Hashem is the king, and there is no king without a nation. So He had to create people, human beings. And who are the people? All of the world. Ideally, it's all of the world. All of the world, with no exceptions. He isn't wrote here to create the Bnei Israel. Here it's people. Ideally, it's the purpose of all of the creation, of all human beings, that all of the people are going to receive the yoke of heaven, of His kingship. That they're going to receive the yoke of His kingship. This is what it's written. So what we say, Hashem is the king forever. The nations, they went out from His land. That's a solution, a verse that you say every day. A verse. Every day you say it. First day of the year, that is the head of the year. That it's the main effort that we have in Rosh Hashanah is to crown Hashem, the King. We give you the crown of kingship. King, we're crowning Hashem. So let's see what it means to crown Hashem. So Holy Rebbe, in that Torah, he's writing that to crown Hashem, it's to pray. Pray with your heart, it means to crown Hashem. Everyone are crowning Hashem, praising Him. Everyone are roaring to Him. And there are ones that for them, there are more important things. They're learning Torah. They're doing good things, but it's insulting the king. Because when you crown the creator, so there is nothing else. There are no judgments, no bad in the world. Hashem is the king. All of the bad disappear, like that Rabbeinu is writing in Torah 102. All of the world disappear. No judgments, nothing. This is why we cancel judgments from all of the year in Rosh Hashanah. The main way that we're able to crown Hashem more, we're canceling judgments more. So Rabbeinu is saying, in which way the kingship of Hashem been revealed? So here is writing the result of the prayer. The result of the prayer is that the huge bounty comes down to Am Israel, that everyone receives good, because the kingship is control on everything forever. And Rabbeinu is writing to reveal His kingship. By that, the husks are bending, surrendering to the Shekhinah. All of the bad finish. All of the bad is bowing also. Also crowning Hashem. He's crowning Hashem also. If we are not crowning Hashem, so why the bad will crown Hashem? So he is fighting. If you say that you're the king, so why that he will not going to say that he's the king also? He's got the will to kill and to murder. He's the king also. He's got a purpose to serve his king. That he's a king. That he's the evil man. Yes, if a man knows that there is a huge minyan, that people are saying Hallel in that minyan, It means that he doesn't care about crowning Hashem. If there is a big minyan, huge group that they're singing in that place, crowning Hashem and praising Hashem, and you go to a small place, that really a fast minyan, that no one is crowning nothing, just religious people have to finish the fulfill their obligations. So you're insulting the king. And even more so, if you're inside that minyan and everyone are praising and crowning, singing and praising Hashem, clapping their hands and praising Hashem, and you, what? You don't care about that so much. There's gonna be a king. Okay, there is a king. It's a big insulting to the king, offending him very much. And like that, Hashem gave me that wisdom to see. When there is a minyan, that the people are crowning Hashem in that minyan, and you go somewhere else, it's like, it's already insulting the king. If you don't know that there is a king, okay, we understand, but you know that there is a place that people are serving Hashem and making Hashem happy and praising Hashem. Especially in Rosh Chodesh, every day we're crowning Hashem here and praising Hashem and singing to Hashem and saying Kriyat Shema one word after the word, like that it's written in Shulchan Aruch, like you're counting diamonds. Ve'ahavta, think to himself, I want to love Hashem. I want to love Hashem with all of my heart, with all of my will, with all of my soul, with all of my will. Want to do it all for Hashem with everything I've got. He's got time to think, because he's saying one word after the other. He's got time to think. I want, I love Hashem, I want crowning Hashem, singing to Hashem. And I told you a few times, the chief rabbi of Eretz Israel, the Rav Mashash Alav Shalom, he wasn't praying in public in Shachar. Why? This is how you say, because he said, this is how you say the Zmirot. Zmirot, you need to sing. He was singing it alone in his house, because he saw that there is no minyan, that people are singing the Zmirot. This is how you should crown Hashem. You heard that verse once? How many thousands of times you've said that verse and you never heard that if we're crowning Hashem so the nations leave the land? We're saying it and we don't hear what we're saying. And Rabbi Nachman is saying that the person gonna hear what he's saying. What it means gonna hear? Gonna hear with his ears. Gonna hear means gonna understand what he's saying. Gonna crown Hashem. Really, Rabbeinu is saying you need to crown Hashem. Every word you say with your heart, you're crowning Hashem. And then another goy, he died. Another goy, he going lost. Another goy, every word you said, and another one gonna go. He gonna have his messengers to kill them. You crowned Hashem, another few non-Jews went away. Hashem Yitbarach has got his ways. How to blow them away. They're not a reality. They are a result. When I'm saying b'chol levavecha, means I believe in you. Who are those enemies? The enemies are the ones that makes the prayers weak. The enemies is the ones that convince you not to pray. When we're going to have faith that this is the kingship, we're not going to have those nations. All of the nations are going to bow to us, and if they're not going to bow, they're going to die. Or that they're going to bow, like that we said. Or that they're going to fly away. They're not going to be here. They're not going to disturb no one. They are not a reality. They're a result. The enemies are the non-Jews. They're not the enemies. The enemies are the ones that makes your prayer weaker. They're saying bad things against Hashem. They are the enemies of Am Yisrael. The enemies of Am Yisrael that they're going to be cut, going to uproot, they are the ones that makes Am Yisrael weak in prayers. Who are the enemies? Everyone that weak their prayer and faith. Those are the enemies of Am Yisrael. So our Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, he's writing, if you're going to have time, you're going to read it inside. I have a lot of more things to precisely to tell you exactly. But before I have another thing to say. The first Rashi in the Chumash. Rashi of all of the Torah. The first words of Rashi on the Torah. Of all of the Torah. Rashi is saying in the first Rashi, Bereshit, first word Bereshit. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak said, it wasn't supposed to start the Torah from Bereshit, just from that month you, the first obligation, that month for you, that Am Yisrael been commanded to keep. But Rashi is illuminating our eyes. The Torah is not a book of stories of tales. It's a book that comes to command you what you need to do, to tell you the obligations. So start with the first obligation, first mitzvah. It's not a book of stories. But what's the reason to tell all of the story of the Rishi? To reveal that the power of his actions, he came to tell his nation to inherit the land of the nations to them. All of the book of Bereshit and part of the book of Shemot is only for Eretz Israel. That to justify the fact that Jews need to live in Eretz Israel. All of the first book and part of the second book, it's only that Jews going to live in Eretz Israel. That no one going to talk a word on the fact that they're sitting in Eretz Israel. That if the nation is going to say in the United Nations, Umot HaOlam, it's the you saw Rashi, he saw they're going to be United Nations already. That they're going to talk in the United Nations. Israel, you're thieves. You stole that land. Jerusalem, it's not yours. Tel Aviv, Yafo, it's not yours. What happened to you? You're thieves. You're stealing. Go away from here. What are you doing here? They're going to say complaints on the fact that you sit in Eretz Israel. You conquered it. You fight. You're the nation that is conquered, a nation of murderers. I heard that they're saying it. You're like Daesh. You are murderers. You're killing. So we need to tell them. All of the world belongs to the Creator. And I'm going to ask you, if someone's going to come to the United Nations, going to take that Rashi. Going to tell them, Rabbi Isai, I have something to tell you. It's written in Rashi, all of the world belongs to the Creator. He created it. It belongs to me. It not belongs to me. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it belongs to him. And he said, I want to give it to you. It belongs to you. It's mine. I can decide who I want to give it to. And he gave it to the one that it was straight in his eyes to give it to them. It was his will to give it to us. And he took it from the nation and gave it to us. Immediately they're calling an ambulance to take him to a mental hospital. This is in the good condition. There is a crazy person here talking nonsense. We're talking logic. We're counting on our wisdom. Look what they're talking. They see, they hear. You came, you conquered, and you talk. Why? Because we're not praying. Torah 48 in Likutei Moharan, it's written that the prayer reveals the power of his actions. And when we're going to pray like we should pray, no one going to be able to say complaints on the fact that we're learning, that we're sitting here. And he going to, and Hashem Yitbarach going to reject the nations from Eretz Israel. The power that you put in every word in the prayer, every word in the prayer, you put all of your powers in that word. Who can do it? Someone here is doing it. This is what it's written that we should. By that you wake up the power of the letters of the actions of Bereshit. You say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Only if you pray with powers, then people are going to know that Hashem really created the world. Only. Then they're going to know that the Creator created the world. And then no one's going to say a word. everyone gonna understand. Right. You are right. It belongs to the Creator. And He decides everyone where gonna sit. He decided that Shimon gonna sit here. And that Rav Boyde gonna sit here. And Rav Naftali gonna sit here. He decided. In everything, Hashem is deciding. Everything. Today you sat in that place, and yesterday in that place. Where you sit every moment and moment of your life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He decides. It belongs to Him. He decides who's gonna sit and where. He gives the permission who's gonna sit, who's gonna walk, who's gonna go back, who's gonna come back. No one gonna say a word on the fact that we're here. We're sitting here in Eretz Israel, straight in the face of Am Yisrael, that we believe that the Creator created the world, the faith. If we're not gonna distribute that faith, they're gonna tell us you're murderers. What are you doing here? How you behave? That our Rebbe is writing in the 7th Torah, that Eretz Israel and faith, it's one aspect. Here, we can see it eye to eye, that Eretz Israel is faith. Faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Faith, Rabbeinu, Holy Rabbeinu is saying. When really, when you pray with power, when you say, Hashem, save us, give us the wisdom with all of your powers, heal us, bring us back, save us. Every word he's saying with all of his powers. Also the praises, the songs, he's singing to Hashem, he's happy to praise Hashem. Every word, what's going on because of that? Rabbeinu is saying, the power of the letters of the creation, the power that the man puts in the word, it's the power of the letters that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with those letters. The power that you put in the words, it's the same power that creates the world every moment. That by those letters the world is created, and also renewing the creation every moment. By the power of our intention, the words that the person speaks with power, those are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. Rabbeinu says, and it's the power of His action. The verse that Rashi brings, this is the power of His actions, that He's telling it to His nation. And Rabbeinu is saying something frightening in this Torah, that if a person is saying a word with no power, he's a liar. If you say liar. This is what it's written here in Likutei Moharan. Mishnah Berurah is writing, if you said Ahavta et Hashem and you don't love Hashem, he's a liar. Like if you said Vayaleot al yadecha and you didn't put tefillin, you're a liar. You said Ve'ahavta, you need to love. You said Chonenu, you need to believe that Hashem, He is the one that gives the wisdom. You need to say it with intention, with heart, with wisdom. You need wisdom, you need knowledge, you need salvation. You need to say, Hashem, save me, I need salvation. With salvation, that I'm going to believe in you in perfect way, that I'm going to know that you're all mercy, you're all good. This is my salvation of each and every one of us, that I'm going to live the faith in a perfect way. This is the salvation of each and every one of us. Hashem, save us, save us, save me. Rabbeinu is saying that if a person is praying with intention, with power, it means that Hashem is hugging him with the right arm. That Hashem is hugging you with the right hand. It means that such kindness falls on you, and you achieve it only by prayer. Every Shmona Esrei person can cancel all judgments. Every prayer. Hug with the right arm. Hashem Yitbarach is hugging the person with his right arm.
Guiding.
Hugging.
Hugging.
What's happening? Our holy Rebbe is saying, gonna hide them. I'm explaining it all on the prayer because it's one aspect. Who caused that? That the nations came to the land. You're a liar, right? You're lying. You pray with no heart. So they overpower. The Shekhinah is fighting with the Creator. And instead of connecting them, there become to be a separation. There is a fight. There are judgments. A man is not praying with intention. There are judgments. Judgments been created. There is a fight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shekhinah. Instead of uniting them, there is a separation with fight. It's fear. Frightening. If not Rabbeinu said those words, who can say those words? That there become to be a separation because that he said Hashem Moshiach with no intention? Horrifying thing. Look on those words. That she is fighting on her children. And in Eretz Israel, even though that they are here in Eretz Israel, but it's only in the physical Eretz Israel. We're not at all in Eretz Israel here. We're not at all in Eretz Israel here. At all. We're not in Eretz Israel. We're not in Eretz Israel. When you're in Eretz Israel, that really you know that all of the nations, that all of the will of that all of the actions of the world are only the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the fight becomes to be a Rebbe. A Rebbe becomes to be a Rebbe. The Rebbe being revealed. And it all depends in the fact that the faith is revealed, that it's all in the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when that power is being defected because the person is not praying with the heart, with power, every word with power. So then, Rabbeinu is saying, the nations are overpowered. They're getting stronger. The nations are getting stronger. Instead of Am Israel to conquer the world, the nations are conquered, overpowering. And the leaders of lies. And instead of Rebbe, becomes to be a fight and become a separation. A fight that she, the Shekhinah, is fighting with on her child. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why he rejected his son from his table. Such simple Hebrew written here. Horrifying words. The one that gives wisdom to the man. Everyone should know that as much as we're going to distribute that issue of faith, that it's the kingship of Hashem, and we're going to distribute the topic that called prayer, that another Jew going to pray, and another Jew going to say thank you, and another Jew going to crown Hashem on himself, and another Jew going to do 1 hour is what they do. And we wish that we're going to be able to penetrate that 1 hour of prayer of Shmona Esrei, that it's very difficult. The people are going to do it. The topic of Hidbodedut, it's even easier to convince people than to pray nice for 1 hour. Shachrit and Mincha and Mayriv, to put the power that the man is going to pray on it, that he's going to have that merit to crown Hashem in his prayer. In every word, he's going to say it with all of his powers. Rabbeinu, our holy Rebbe, is saying, to reveal the kingship of Hashem, you cannot achieve it just by only one thing, the attributes. That by fixing your attributes, you are crowning Hashem. You can understand that there is a master that controls and leads the world. And all of the attributes, we're going to see it after it, but it depends in what? In the effort of prayer. So Rabbeinu is writing it in a very simple way. Second part. I would want to read every word, but we will not gonna have the time to finish to complete the Torah. So at least we're going to hold the points that talks about the prayer. It's an aspect of serving Him with all of your heart. Which effort? It's in the heart. It's a prayer. That the prayer is the aspect of the kingship of David. That is written, Va'ani Tfilah, I am prayer. The main prayer depends in the heart. That he's going to put all of his heart on it. Not in the aspect of respecting me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. A prayer that's in the heart. It's an aspect of revealing His kingship in the empty space, in the attributes, in measurements. Hopefully we're going to find more time to learn all of that Torah. But anyway, Rabbeinu is writing that when you are praying like you should, it's an aspect of crowning Hashem, the kingship of Hashem, the aspect of a sacrifice. Rabbeinu is writing in a way that you cannot interpret in two ways. That to reveal the kingship is the faith is the prayer. This is our job. A person that is not close to the prayer, the measure, the thing that's going to measure, you need to, how much you're close to the truth, as much as you're close to the truth, is how much you pray. This is what it's going to show to you if you're close to the truth. How you put all of your heart in the prayer, investing all of his powers to pray, because the purpose of the person is to connect himself to the Creator, to be glued to the Creator. And Rabbeinu is writing, the main way to connect yourself to the Creator is only by prayer. The main way is by prayer. In one way Rabbeinu is writing that the Torah, it's a tool to use to get closer to the Creator, to Hashem. The Torah is the way. It's not the purpose. The Torah is not the purpose. This is what it's written in Sipurei Maaseiot, in Likutei Moharan, in Sefer Amidot. The Torah is not the purpose. The purpose is to be glued to Hashem, to know Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to connect yourself, to glue yourself to Hashem. The purpose is to be glued to Hashem. The purpose is to forget Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. Chas v'Shalom. Chas v'Shalom. This is the main thing. The main thing is the faith. The Torah is supposed to bring you to complete faith. Torah needs to bring you to be closer to the prayer, like that I said, that Chazal wrote it in 18 every day. Bring us back to your Torah. How do you know that really he came to the Torah of Hashem? When you have the second verse, Karvenu, bring us closer to your Avodah. That is the Tefillah. If the Torah is supposed to bring you to the prayer, and if by learning Torah you're far from the prayer, so you're not learning Torah. When you learn Torah and it brings you to faith, it means that you breathe Hashem, that you see Hashem. Every moment you live Hashem. That's Torah. Every moment and moment. The Torah brought you to that, so you learn Torah. I said it and I'm going to say it again. Maybe part of the students haven't heard it. In this yeshiva, oi to that person that's going to talk politic, oi to the person that's going to say to kill, oi to the one that's going to say to murder, oi to the one that say to revenge. Only to say to do tshuva, to get closer to faith, to prayer, tshuva and prayer, and charity, canceling judgment, decrees. And if we're going to sit by the path of faith, there is no decree at all. Hashem just wants to wake us up. We don't understand Hebrew, so we're being heated. You don't understand? So, please, slappings, hitting, think, believe me. Even without wisdom of faith, everyone that thinks to himself that there is a solution to the problem of Am Israel in Eretz Israel, he's not stupid, he's not a moron, he's not an idiot. There is no word just to define him. You cannot define him. It's without talking on faith. Give me a solution. Someone told me to kill. No, you're not allowed to kill. He said, why? Rav, why it's not allowed to kill? Women killed one of the non-Jews, and there is a mess in all of Eretz Israel. Women killed him. Who is right? Who is right? Another idea, not to go in the streets. Maybe that's a solution. Maybe that can succeed. Everyone going to sit in the Beit Midrash. He's going to stuck a sword in the entrance to the Beit Midrash. Chizkiah the king. He put the sword and said, everyone that comes out from Beit Midrash is going to be stabbed. Why are you making them angry that you're not sitting and learning Torah? It makes them angry that you walk in the streets. To the malls, I don't know where you're going to. Put a sword in the entrance to the Beit HaMidrash. This is it. This is the real truth. Moshe, bring a sword, alright? Moshe, man of swords. Bring a sword. Close them here in Beit HaMidrash. And everyone that goes out, Rab Naftali, this is it. He's gonna be stabbed. Rav Naftali said he's gonna be stabbed with the sword of the street. There is a real sword in this. There is a real sword in the street. This is the truth. What do you want? Sit and learn Torah. I want to justify your words. I want to justify them so much. He met and protest and people that came to protest, loyal people to Har HaBayit. And they were close to him. Moshe was making hafatza in the Kotel. I saw people with beards, with belt. When they start talking, and I'm sorry to say, Hashem gonna forgive me. Who came to talk? And all of the time he's saying, I'm saying to you, I am saying to you, I am saying to you. And he haven't mentioned Hashem. He haven't mentioned a word. He's not holding a siddur, that person. He cannot pray. I was shocked. The solution to go up to Har HaBayit. What you say on that solution? I didn't want to say all of the solutions I heard. Moshe, remind us another solution. Everyone that wants a solution, go climb to Har HaBayit. We'll tell them exactly where not to walk. Now listen carefully. Let's go to our way. Strength in learning Holy Torah. With help of heaven, if Hashem will want, Rab Naftali, Hashem gonna protect him, give him life. Amen. He's supervising on that. Rav Yehoshua Cohen gonna come back from Chutz La'aretz, out of Eretz Israel. Rab Naftali, gonna take care of the class of Rabbi Yehoshua Cohen. Maybe gonna start a new Masechet. Rabbi Naftali, he knows who is right, who gonna be in that class and who is not. The new class of Rabbi Yehoshua Cohen. Don't push him. He gonna decide. He knows exactly who's got the ability to enter to that class. The strength, the learning. Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Ravara'ah. All of the Holy Torah. Strength ourselves in prayers. Everyone gonna take it into his heart what that we learn today. Put all of your powers in every word that you pray in the tefillah. Pray with all of your heart. Every one and one. And also in distribution. Also to pray on Am Israel. to go with in the path of Moshe. I thought about it, Moshe Rabbeinu. Which truth, which love to Am Yisrael he had. 40 days and 40 nights praying on who? On Am Yisrael. Not eating, not drinking, not sleeping. 40 days and 40 nights, not stopping. So Hashem is saying, I forgive them like you told me to. This is the way of Moshe. To go in the way of Abraham. Abraham. To distribute, not to be like Noach. If you don't distribute, so you should know you're from the seed of Noach. I'm telling you. If you're not making distribution, you're from the seed of Noach. This is reality. That is reality. Noach wanted to be righteous for himself. To go in the path of Aharon. This is what the Rabbeinu is writing here in Torah 49. The attributes. To increase love. This is the way. To strengthen ourselves. Very important thing. Everyone gonna bring the books back to the closet books. Really? What is attributes? To bring back the books to the shelf, to bring your glass back to the kitchen, to clean what that you done. If you spilled something, you saw something not clean, clean it, it's your house. If you don't clean, it means that you don't feel that it's your house. The Torah is illuminating to the ones that are cleaning. Yoshua becomes to be the leader of Am Yisrael after Moshe, not because he was a learner, because he was cleaning Beis HaMidrash. He was fixing the benches. So if you want to go in the path of Yoshua to be the leader after Moshe Rabbeinu, keep what that you heard. There are people that are putting the books in their own closets, and then a person looks for the book and they cannot find it. If it's yours, you can put it. Course of Purity of the Family. Don't miss that. Sign up for that course. If I would have time, I would come to that course. It's stupidity not to come to that person. With a small effort, you can be baki to know all of the details of that important topic, subject. Till they're telling a story. We went in a cab in the middle of the night, a young driver. In the end, I gave him a booklet and a CD. He was very happy. He told me, look, above my head, there is the pearls of Brit Shalom. All day long I'm with it. And he told me that he's got, that in the war he was a soldier, they saw angels with their eyes. And a lot of soldiers strengthened themselves to believe. They saw that they are Jews, and they realized that they should strengthen themselves in prayers. He was a soldier in the last war. This is why we're asking everyone, strengthen yourself in all of those topics that we spoke about. Strengthen yourself with the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. The Chassid Breslev is also learning good and also praying well. There are groups in Am Yisrael, they are putting their heart only on learning Torah. Their mistake big time, a big mistake. And there are also groups that are putting all of the parts only in prayers, and they are also a mistake. A man needs to hold perfection, Torah and prayer. Someone got a story on thanks.
Amen.
I said, A little bit. 7 months I'm married. And I have the merit to live in Jerusalem close to Arav. By one of the Mefitzim here, Asaf Ziv, they brought me closer to Arav. I had a car, Mercedes Sport. People were looking on that car. So I decided to sell that car when I'd done tshuva. A person wanted to buy the car and told me, I want to buy the car. I went with him, the car was perfect, very good. Mamash, very good car. He was investing a lot in that car. That guy came to me. He checked the car, opened the engine, seized the engine. He wanted to check something about the oil. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He told me, push gas and stop, do this, do that. That guy entered to the car and drive, took the car and ran away and went with the car. That person took the car, stolen the car from him. He told him, stand just 1 minute here, then close the engine, enter to the car, drove. There was a lot of mess because of that, a lot of people. 2 months, when I came to the yeshiva of Arav, for 2 months I was reading the books of Arav, amazing books, every one and one of them. And I realized that it's all from Hashem Yitbarach. I didn't know what to do with myself. Rav is writing in the book, if someone hits you with a cane, to who you're going to fight with? With a cane, with a stick, or you're going to fight with a person? So he realized, what do I care about the thief? I need to pray to Hashem. People looked at me and I was dancing. I was strengthening myself from that situation and I said, it's from Hashem Yitbarach. Police came, everyone knew. The thief. The person that stopped. They told me that after 2 hours the car was already in parts. That you cannot find it after 2 hours. And he said that he was strengthening himself and saying thank you, praises to Hashem Yitbarach on the fact that the car lost, but he was praising and praising and praising. After 2 months, he received a phone call from the police that they found the car, and they found it fixed more. He fixed that person, dyed, colored the car in new color, and fixed it, and he was putting it out, and he received it, a new car, a better car than the car that he gave him. He was working on that car for 2 months and gave it back.
Thank you. Thank you.